But during those minutes, we've been studying the blessing of Elokai Neshama, in which we thank Hashem for giving us back our soul, our Neshama. And we conclude that with saying, Hashem, you will ultimately take my Neshama from me and give it back to me in the future. And Baruch Ata Hashem, HaMachzir Neshamot Nekreim Metim. Blessed are you, Hashem, who gives back the soul to corpses that are dead. And that could be understood in a dual nature. Either God who gives back the neshamot in the time to come, Priyata Metim, and we're making that blessing now. Or it means when we're asleep. Chazal tells it's 1/60th of death. So then God gives us back life in the morning. So why would we make a blessing now about the future, that God is going to give back life, Mechaya Metim? So the fact that we awaken every morning and we have rejuvenation, we have renewed strength, Chazal say that's an allusion to what's going to be in the time to come. Just like a person sleeping is out, he wakes up, he has new strength, so too, in the time to come, when Hashem gives back life, so we're going to come back to life, we're going to have renewed strength. So even though the beginning of the blessing is a thanks for the life that God gave us this morning, the conclusion of the blessing, according to some, is really a reference to Machazirim Shamot Divgirim Metim, not only about the morning, but about the time to come. Two different understandings, either about the morning or about the future.